You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll talk to Democratic Congressional Representative Gwen Moore about her contested primary next month.
Right now, we're talking about Wisconsin and international trade. The Trans-Pacific Partnership has been mentioned more than a few times during the race for president. According to our next guest, any new international trade policy could have a sizable impact on Wisconsin's economy.
Agriculture, manufacturing, and a growing technology sector are major Wisconsin industries and are part of the global marketplace. As of 2015, Wisconsin's export value came out to about $22.4 billion. More than a quarter of those exports were industrial machinery.
Our next guest wrote about Wisconsin's ties to the world economy for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom Still joins us now. He's president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Well, we gave one statistic there, but can you give us a sense of how much of Wisconsin's economy participates in international trade?
It is a growing share, without a doubt. I mean, when you look at manufacturing, ag, and increasingly tech, more and more companies are a part of this. If you look at percentage terms, it's somewhere probably in terms of gross product. It's somewhere above 10% of the Wisconsin economy is pretty much directly tied up in some kind of trade. So it's a significant share and rising.
I don't think of Wisconsin. I think a lot of people don't think of Wisconsin as having a big export sector. But why do we? Why is that 10% of our economy here in the state?
We make and grow things. They get right down to it. And we make and grow things that people want. If you look at, you know, the profile of manufacturing, it's a lot of equipment that that really is made best here and can be exported to other countries in need of such equipment. And the same thing goes for ag in terms of our overall product base there. If you look at our trade partners, sort of the top trade partners, you get a sense of the needs that they may have. Canada is by far and away the biggest trade partner, about $7.3 billion, and Mexico is number two, a strong number two at almost $3 billion a year. Then China, United Kingdom, Japan, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Australia are all in line after that. There are places that in some cases have a rising middle class. In other cases, they are countries that are accustomed to having quality goods, quality services, and quality agricultural products. In a state that produces everything from lumber to paper products to plastics to electrical machinery, it's really a strong mix. So I think our diverse economy helps a lot.
Do trade agreements, things like NAFTA in the past and this Trans-Pacific Partnership that's in the works and a subject of controversy now, do you see them helping Wisconsin businesses, producers export goods?
I think on balance they help. And let's take a look just at NAFTA, which was really the original signatories are Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Well, Canada and Mexico are our number one and number two trade partners. The Trans-Pacific Agreement would involve a number of countries in the Pacific Rim, 11 others, counting in addition to the United States, and that's where there's also room for growth. Japan, Korea, Singapore, Hong Kong, Thailand. Those are all countries that. That have, in most cases, a rising middle class and a demand for our goods.
Talking to Tom Still from the Wisconsin Technology Council about Wisconsin's economy and the global market and how free trade agreements fit in, a big subject in the presidential race. And Tom, a lot of people listening will probably hear you say, okay, yes, we benefit in those ways, but we worry that manufacturing jobs in particular have been outsourced. They've been sent overseas to other countries or across borders to Mexico. We've lost a lot of jobs here in Wisconsin, good-paying jobs. On balance, the argument, we've done worse rather than better because of agreements like this.
Yeah, I would say you need to take a look at what jobs had been outsourced. In some cases, they're not the kinds of manufacturing jobs that Wisconsin is well positioned to keep. They may be jobs that are in industries that perhaps the competition from abroad was already so significant. They were also in some cases not the sort of in a tech-based manufacturing job or a tech-based agricultural job that is even going to provide more value. So while some jobs were lost early on, I think that's beginning to change. We are seeing that we actually have the opposite going on right now with foreign direct investment in Wisconsin. And at this point, there's something like 1,500 companies in Wisconsin that have some kind of foreign investment, which is keeping jobs here, which is often modernizing plants, which is providing new supply chains, new markets, and opening doors in that way. So that's why I say, on balance, this has been a good thing for Wisconsin, because it's helped modernize a lot of industries that are truly global in nature.
Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders both did better, I think, than anyone expected at the outset of their campaigns, in part by attacking free trade agreements and appealing to people who I think who have been on the wrong side of that balance. If you look at a community, say, where the paper mill is shut down because of foreign competition, there are pockets, aren't there, at least, where they've done more harm than good, these free trade agreements.
Well, let's take the paper industry. Were paper mills in Wisconsin shut down because of foreign competition, or because they were shut down with massive changes in society's need for paper? Was it shut down because of the birth of the Internet? I mean, there's a lot of factors that can play into that. Wisconsin used to be a leading paper-making state, and it still is, but that entire industry contracted, and what it has to do with foreign competition is somewhat questionable. It's really more about changes within that industry itself.
Donald Trump has made the case, not so much that free trade agreements in and of themselves are bad. He says they've been negotiated poorly, that they've been to the disadvantage of the United States. Do you think there's room to get out there and negotiate on terms that would help the U.S. more? And is it a zero-sum game if we gain, do our partners lose?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think there's always room for those kinds of improvements in negotiations, because it really is about the details. And Hillary Clinton has said that when she initially backed the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but then thought twice about it, because she would really like to see some renegotiation from everything I have read and seen. So it is really about getting the details right and making sure that there are protections from job loss, but also to having tariffs not hurt on the other side of the equation, to environmental protections, and just a variety of things that do matter at the end of the day.
Tom, you work with policymakers, business people. What would be your advice for people who are working here in Wisconsin to boost the economy? How can we best take advantage of the international market right now to create jobs here in the state?
Well, I think there are a number of really good portals that are available for companies that may not have really thought about how they can take advantage of what's going on. Through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, for example, their international division has a variety of programs that help companies learn how to better take advantage of what's out there and to get more quickly into markets and to avoid some of the red tape, avoid some cultural issues, get around some of the language barriers. When you look at the United States, and we're about, 5% of the world's population, the other 95% is where we're going to have to sell a lot of our goods and services and products. And so I think companies here need to think more globally about where they go. After I wrote the piece for the Journal Sentinel, I heard from a company in West Bend that I had no idea would have as much of a global footprint as they did, but they said, yeah, fully 10% of their jobs are tied up in exports.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely, Rob.
That's Tom Still. He's president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. He talked to us about how trade policy will affect us here in Wisconsin and our local economy.
Coming up after the news, we continue our series of candidate interviews leading up to next month's congressional primary. Today, Democratic Representative Gwen Moore joins us. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.